It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Ah, bring it up, Snake. All right, it's time. The Phenomenal Football Friday edition. Ken Barkley's Time to Shine. Minutes from now, Brad Evans joins us. Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio and Bally Sports. Evan Silva coming up as well in hour number two. And then it's like super big ass power.
What are they going to be talking about, those guys?
Brad.
Chess. Yes. Yeah,
we should bring Evan on and be like, so Evan, like a baseball lockout, go. Players Association or owners, who do you got?
Sony Open, live second round. Give me an outright.
like, hey, Brad, last night we went 2-9 in hockey. What are your picks tonight on the ice?
Right. Well, I don't have any. It doesn't matter. We went 2-9, whatever you like.
Just, yeah, it's whatever. Just flip a coin and tell us what you like here in hockey. We'll give you all our picks for Super Wild Card Weekend, the five games to be played Saturday and Sunday. We will hold our analysis of the Rams and the Cardinals until Monday. Honestly, like, because A, it makes sense, and B, because it makes our lives a lot easier on Monday. So there's a major selfish element here as well. So we will hold all of that analysis coming up for Monday. All our picks for tonight coming up in the final hour of the show, or as Mike Brown calls it, the power hour proper. The old PHP.
Is a good term for it, power hour proper.
The proper. I like Wordle, by the way, just as a quick aside.
Oh, you started. I forgot. I was going to add that on the list to bring up to you. I have it written right over here. So this was day one. Yesterday was day one.
Day one of Wordle today.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was like, I don't know what this is, but like, I'd like to investigate. And then I played it and I'm like, well, now I understand why everyone likes this, because it's really fun.
I shared it for the first time today, and sharing it did nothing for me, and I'm not going to share it anymore.
I didn't mind sharing it, because I feel like it's like a shared experience with people. Some people got it in like three, some people got it in five. For me, it's less like a braggadocious thing, and more, I got it in four, which I feel like is why, I don't know if that's good or not. But
to
it's
me,
like,
I just never want to not get it. I've done it, I think I've done seven, and I haven't not gotten it yet.
My second guess was ganja.
It's a guy. Okay. I mean, it has two of the same letter in it. There might have been other words.
Well, three of the same letter. That's what got me the A, the N, and the G for tangy, which was the letter in Wordle today.
Right, true. Yeah, spoiler alert for people having to wait to spoil.
Well, no, but the problem was that, I mean, so let me ask you.
Does it come out at 9 p.m.? Is that when it comes out? Because it's in, I don't know, England.
I know nothing about it, like, in all seriousness. Maybe, I guess that's true.
I think, yeah, you make it seem like you know nothing about it. You know a very basic amount, and then there's no depth. Like, that's it. That's all there is.
Like, so that's all there is. I feel like, by the way, a major character flaw of yours. You, like, love Wheel of Fortune, which to me is, like, the stupidest game show of all time. So
I do. Well, it's nostalgia. I grew up watching it. Like, I used to watch it with my grandparents when I was 5, 6, 7. Like, I've watched it forever. I don't watch it anymore.
Yeah. You never said that.
Well, I don't watch it now. Well, mostly because I'm putting my kids to bed while you're watching Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune and everything. Like, that with that hour of time.
Oh, don't watch Wheel of Fortune.
But that hour used to be open, and now it's very occupied for me because it's post-show putting the kids to bed. But even if you gave me the choice of watching Wheel of Fortune, like, after I put the kids to bed, like, if I was DVRing it every night, which I'm not, I still like, probably wouldn't really watch it. It's just, like, a nostalgia thing. If it's on, I'll watch it. And I used to watch it a ton.
I was saying, so T-A-N-G, and then what's the last letter? What's your first guess?
T-A-N... Oh, so the word today, but I don't have the last letter. What would I guess?
Correct.
Well, I'm going to be biased, because my first thought's going to be, well, the thing that I guess, the word that it is.
Well, so did you not guess? I guessed tango. That was my third. I thought tango was more.
That's a really good guess too. I had previously
got it in three, really, because I think tango was more likely than tangy.
I had previously, my second guess was a word with an O in it, and it told me that there was no O in the word.
Oh, so
it was,
I
was off limits for that. Yeah.
Information.
I'm like way too like obsessive about what each get, like each guess has to be perfect. It can't be any, there can't be anything wrong with it. It can't replicate any letter. It's perfect. With it.
Well, like N is the most, is like statistically like the letter that's in words, the most words.
Right. What's your, like, starting? N, do you have a starting word or yet or no?
Well, I saw someone write this and then like means M-E-A-N-S.
Yeah. A couple people said that. I mean, like, you can't go wrong with a bunch of them. I actually had some pretty good ones that I wasn't thinking of that people sent me. So like Stern is the one that I do. Because okay. It uses S-T-E-R-N, obviously, like five of the most common ones, and the most common vowel. And R-S-T-R-N. Means uses a lot of the same ones. I mean, it's like there's not a lot of different stuff there. Our executive producer of BetQL, Jesse Linares, Aisle, A-I-S-L-E, because you get like the three vowels in there right away, and S-N-L. Like, don't okay. hate that. That was actually a pretty good one.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And then really, like, I've basically, it's just combinations of the same letters that we've already talked about. Aisle's the only one that I heard that I like thought about switching to, basically.
Imagine the people that, like, right, don't use game theory when they play like games, like board games or whatever, like Monopoly. Like I,
well, like my wife did it, Monopoly. And she used a letter again that she'd already guessed in the second guess. And I go, like, why couldn't you just? I was like, why didn't you just think of another word that didn't have that letter? And she got really mad at me.
Like, yeah, I mean, like, this is.
I was like, but way. I was like, why? Your first one had an A. There wasn't an A. Why'd you guess A again? And that makes me the most obnoxious spouse in the entire world, basically.
So, I mean,
she did it to me the day before, to be fair. But
well, I feel the same way. That's the kind of thing, like, I would tell my girlfriend, like, why did you do that? And she'd be like, leave me alone. Like, okay. Right. And then I'd be like, okay, lose.
Awfully tangy today, aren't you?
Yeah, like, how about this? I'm not going to say die because I love my girlfriend. But how about right. this?
Lose. How about this? Love me. That's what... So, just to conclude the conversation, so tomorrow you're going to do it? Are you going to keep doing it?
I mean, tomorrow's Super Wild Card Saturday. If I remember, I'll do it.
It but takes like 30 seconds. Well, I mean, that's my favorite part about it. It's not commercialized. It hasn't been like blown up into this thing that is like, there's like products associated with it and a website and an app and all this stuff. It's like, yeah, it takes an incredibly small amount of my day and it's kind of fun. And that's it. And then that's the end of it. I don't have to think about it ever again.
Well, like, it's like, well, it's part of my morning routine used to be posting for my video game music account. And then I have this new computer and the password was on my other computer. And I don't remember what the password was.
Oh, no. did you have to create a new email to create that account?
Yes.
Did you think about what you wanted the email to be, or did you just do something random?
It's like VG Music 2021. Oh, okay.
So you went like professional. I was just curious.
And I don't remember what the password for the email is either.
Chrono Trigger 22.
I got the last thing here, and then we'll get to the bets. Every time I look at myself on camera, I want to like smash. Like, I hate myself right now.
It's not that bad.
It's bad. No, it's
bad. You're just used. You're used to something. It's new. It's change. That's why. That's part of the reason why you don't like it.
And like in that promo that we run in the commercial.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
My beard combination is like so good. It's like, what happened? Like, why did I do this?
Yeah. for people who do watch the show on like all the you know YouTube, Twitch, Odyssey, whatever, if you can see the promo with like the cell phone with us imposed on it, like you see how Nick, like, and then every time I come on now, I just go like, ugh. Oh, God, I don't think I can ever get rid of this thing. I gotta trim it, but I don't think I can ever get rid of it.
Yeah, the beard looks good. Why didn't you say to me like, hey man, you've got great hair, keep it, or like at least keep the beard? Like, because I feel like if I had my beard, this would look a lot better.
Well, this is a pretty. My answer is pretty easy. This is, we all have things that are our areas of expertise. That's your area of expertise. Why am I going to challenge you on your area of expertise? You know what looks good. You're the one that told me to grow a beard. I used to look like a thumb. Now I don't.
Now so, I do.
Yes. Hey, thummy, how you doing?
It's bad. Tangy.
It's looking tangy over there, man. Looking real tangy.
I hate myself right now. More than usual. Okay. Yeah, you better, you bet, whatever. Phenomenal Football Friday. All right, let's talk about some props that Bet Rivers has opened.
So Let's talk about it.
I'd say let's talk about sex, but with the way I look, probably not going to be happening.
Let's talk about weekends alone. Let's talk.
Yes, let's talk. Yes, the thing that we said we both look like, that's probably my path to success at the moment right now. which is on the hand, not anything else. Okay. Passing yards. We'll talk passing, rushing, and receiving yards leaders throughout the postseason. These markets are offered at BetRivers. If you go to BetRivers, go to NFL, and then click Futures, you'll be able to find this, both for Wild Card Weekend and for the duration of the postseason. Now, Ken, I prepared the whole postseason. I think it's like a more interesting, fun conversation than just Wild Card Weekend, because we get to involve the Titans and the Packers into the mix as well, who are not playing this weekend. So, we'll begin with passing yards. Do we want to bet under this or no?
Yeah, we should put one under it. We didn't do...
How about sitcom this
week? Well, we didn't do sitcom this week because whatever segment we did, we don't. Right, what did we used to do?
Games monitoring.
I'm considering.
Considering. It's not
games. I need to come up with so we have something to talk about.
We've never once used the word considering like attached to that segment in 2 years. Not one time.
Monitoring.
Close enough. Jake, can you play the sitcom knockoff music? I'm not in a good enough mood to do the Summer Elf shtick. Yeah, all right, I will. All right, yeah, you know, coming up next, at the conclusion of the 49ers and Cowboys, it's Murder, She Wrote on CBS, and then it's 60 Minutes on the West Coast. Passing yards.
You are in a bad way right now.
I'm actually a chipper right now. Like, I'm in a good mood. I just hate the way I look.
You just go, Okay. Let's talk about passing yards. Okay.
Mahomes, +225.
So Brady, this is the entire playoffs, just to reiterate that for people. This is the entire playoffs.
I'm going to read off every quarterback.
Correct.
So this is to lead the postseason in passing yards. So obviously, right? You know, maybe if you think a wild card team is going to go to the Super Bowl, that quarterback becomes valuable because they play an extra game. So like Rodgers and Tannehill can only play 3 games maximum. Anyone playing this weekend can play four games maximum. So something to consider. So Mahomes is your favorite at +225. Up next, Tom Brady, +325. Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, both at +650. Matthew Stafford, +700. Dak Prescott, +800. Rodgers, +850. Derek Carr and Kyler Murray, both at 25-1. Jimmy Garoppolo, 30-1. Ryan Tannehill, 35-1. Mac Jones, 50-1, and then Jalen Hurts and Ben Roethlisberger, which I feel like is an insult to Jalen Hurts. Both are at 70-1.
Right. So, that's a really good point. That's a good point. Although I think Jalen Hurts' passing yards number is under Roethlisberger's this week or the same.
Well, yeah, one of the guys is playing in like a torrential downpour. Sure. With like hurricane force winds, and the other is not.
And the other just looks like he is all the time. I have stuff to say about this, but do you have a bet in this market that you love?
That I love? No, but I've identified 3 candidates.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a couple names that stand out, but there's a name and a price being more important than the name, that stands out a little bit. And sure.
Well, is it double digits or single digits?
Single.
Dak.
Yes.
Okay.
Has to be. How can Brady be 325 and he's 8, and Brady's playing in a windstorm and Dak's playing in perfect weather against the Niners with a higher total, and then they play in the same climate next week with a really small point spread?
Tom Brady was not one of my 3 choices.
I think he might be the worst bet, actually, but maybe by a lot.
Given his price, for sure.
Given his price.
Like,
yeah,
Ben Roethlisberger is the worst bet.
I mean, yeah. Like, well, it's so worst bet is different. Who is the least likely to lead the playoffs in passing yards? Roethlisberger is the answer to that question. Just
but Brady's the worst bet given the price.
But Brady might be the worst bet given the price, right?
I agree.
I'll give you the other name that's interesting. So people be like, well, why not Rodgers? Frigid weather game, Super Bowl, and he has to win the both two to get to the third. Like, it's not even assurance that he's going to play 3. Like, if I'm Dak, like, favored small spread game, the climates are way better, my projection's going to be way better pass yards wise in those games, and then I get the Green Bay game, and even if I don't win, like, I'll probably be losing most of the game anyway. I'll probably be throwing a lot. That's my third game. Then I'll be playing as many games as Aaron Rodgers does. So I don't know, like, Dak stood out to me a little bit at the price. Like, Stafford gets to play one game, then he's got to go play the Packers, and he's the same price as Dak. How does that make any sense?
I'm also not convinced they're gonna win on Monday night.
Sure. Yeah, well, I mean, 4-point spread, of course, just like the Niners could beat Dallas. The only other one that stood out to me, just real quick, Burrow was a little interesting.
Okay.
Because they're a heavy favorite, and then they play the Titans. And then you get the third game if they win as like a, you know, a small dog in that game, basically. So there's a path. I like Dak more, but there's a path there.
Here's my thought.
Okay.
Dak, for sure. And then I want the two quarterbacks that are most likely to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl that are both playing this weekend. I want Mahomes and Allen.
I think problem with Allen is like you might get a brick this weekend. Like you might get a pretty bad game.
But I don't think we will.
I just don't think we can say for sure. It's like, and the things we can say about that game, we can't say about the other game. We're not sure how the teams are going to react. It's going to be zero.
But like, let's say they win. And if they beat Kansas City, then it's Tennessee or Cincy maybe in the title game. Like he's going to go off. And 6-5.
If they get past 2, 3, and 4 are very likely, number of games was.
All right. We'll touch more on this on the other side. And then we'll talk rushing and receiving. Who's going to lead it in the postseason?
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
How about some guy on Twitter writes, I want to give him attribution because it's a really funny tweet. At 17 isotopes, I don't know what that means. Hopefully nothing offensive. I don't know what it means. Says I look like Murray from Impractical Jokers. And I've just realized, like, I've done something terrible. Something truly awful. And bad.
Can't get it back right away either. That's the other thing. Pit of misery.
It's a good line. It's a good line by the guy.
Well, it's a good line because it's your wheelhouse. I mean, it's your favorite show ever. It's a really good line.
Yeah. Okay. Back to the bets. Let's play Fade the Safecon music back up here. I think you're done with my pit of misery for today, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't like to see you like this. It's super wild card weekend. Don't be mad. Don't be upset about it.
Yeah. I'll cry.
Let's bet Dak for most passing yards in the playoffs. We'll feel great.
I'm surprised that you're not more into the Josh Allen part of this.
I think my problem is like you're obviously betting him because he's like a 4-game guy, and the path is easy to see where if they beat the Chiefs, the other two games become like good opportunities. Just like I don't even have it up right now. It would be a good way to help figure out if I have a good point or not. Do you know what his number is this weekend?
I'll get it.
Like, how does his number compare to? I mean, I know a few of the others, but like, what do I think?
Allen's number is
2.
You want to guess?
Like 240?
243 and a half.
That was a good guess.
Dax is 275 and a half. Let me get Burrows. Burrows is 261 and a half.
It's tough because like if you're interested in taking a long shot in any of the markets that we're going to talk about these three, you kind of have to ask yourself, okay, well, if it involves the team winning a lot as an underdog, why don't I just bet the team to win? And then I know I win if they advance to the third and the fourth game. Like, I don't have to have them advance and have the quarterback be dominant to do so. That's what makes a few of these, like Derek Carr 25, for example. Like, hey, you know what would be great? Moneyline rolling parlay the Raiders. Like, that would be great and would pay way more than that, like at the bottom. That's part of what makes that a little tough. Or like Stafford, like if you think Stafford's going to lead, you know what you're going to get? An amazing money line price on them against the Green Bay Packers next week. Like you're going to get a great price on that. And that with even their money line this week against the Cardinals probably gets close to 7 and you're only through the second game. Like it just, that's where some of the prices fall flat a little bit, I think.
All right. We'll move to rushing yards next year.
Yeah, let's do rushing yards. So Dak would be my, if I like had to put money in this market, Dak would definitely be in my number one pick. Oh man, I don't even know who number two would be. I mean, you could just try Rodgers for the three, I guess.
I think for me, it would be Josh Allen.
Yeah, maybe it might be just because of like likelihood of fourth game and like.
I like taking Allen and Mahomes.
You know what? I just like a general Allens. It's like, what about when Allen people sacks Allen? Allen? How do you feel about that? Yeah. Feel good about it?
Thankfully, did
you know it was the first time it's ever happened? Did you ever know? Yeah, first time.
Antonio Brown is topless.
He's topless.
God. It's probably the most embarrassing moment in red zone history.
It's not great. Yeah. Short of just missing a play or like a key play in a game.
A critical play or like something that has to do with people either winning or losing copious amounts of money.
Right. Or like the game winning field goal is coming up, but we have to tell you Kyler Murray's warming up on the field, getting ready to take out. I'm like, who's asking for this?
They had the army sergeant on like to do like Scott Hansen's catchphrase and then Hansen said it over him.
It's like, thanks for your service. Now 7 hours. It's like he's supposed to do it.
It's like, all right. It's like, all right, Colonel. Now it's time for you to say it. And Kansas like,
you're right.
7 hours of commercial free football starts now.
Like, can't help it. Can't help it.
I mean, it is his catchphrase, to be fair. That maybe NFL Network will trademark it and not tell him. Most rushing yards in the postseason. Leonard Fournette, it may surprise people to hear, is the favorite.
Yeah.
Leonard Fournette is the favorite.
Did surprise you?
No.
I didn't know who I thought the favorite would. I thought it would be really flat, and I guess it is. I mean, you're going to read the prices. I guess it's pretty flat. I really
well,
wasn't
also
sure.
Like, okay, so Derek, so yeah, we'll read the prices, and then I'll say why it didn't surprise me. Fournette is plus 550. He's the favorite. Playoff Lenny. Derek Henry, plus 600. Joe Mixon at 7-1. Zeke, 10-1. Aaron Jones, 12-1. Eli Mitchell, 12-1. Devin Singletary, 12-1. A.J. Dillon, 13-1. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is out for Sunday night's game against the Steelers. He's 20-1. Daryl Williams, who's like now the number one running back, like while CEH is out, Daryl Williams is 13-1. Sony Michel of the Rams is 16-1. Damian Harris of the Patriots is 17-1. So I can quickly roll through why I'm surprised that Fournette is. All right.
Go ahead.
Derrick Henry's coming back from injury. Deontay Foreman looked really good down the stretch of the season. I think we're guessing that Derrick Henry immediately steps onto the field for the Titans and is like 30 carries a game or like 25 carries a game. Maybe it's a little Deontay Foreman to start. So I think uncertainty there. Mixon, I think, is priced where he needs to be. Bucks are likelier to go farther than the Bengals are, but I understand why Mixon's there. Zeke splits time with Tony Pollard.
Yep.
Aaron Jones splits time with A.J. Dillon.
Yep.
Elijah Mitchell splits time with Deebo Samuel. The Bills pass the ball on every play, and Devin Singletary has assumed like lead running back role, but like Zach Moss still gets work. Daryl Williams and CEH. Cam Akers is back, so it's tough to trust Sony Michel, and Damian Harris is there, but so is Ramondre Stevenson and Brandon Bolden. Ergo, Leonard Fournette, the favorite. Ronald Jones unlikely to play this weekend. I don't think Brady trusts Keyshawn Vaughn. Imagine them playing Le'Veon Bell for like a significant amount of time in a playoff game. I think Leonard Fournette plays like 100% of the snaps this weekend.
So you ended up handicapping this market really, really well in that 25 to 30 seconds, basically. So tell me why I shouldn't bet Fournette.
I can't.
Right. Basically what you did is you drew a line through every single other person on this list in this market, and then Fournette's just left at 550.
Do you know who I would roll with?
I don't know who would you roll with.
So last weekend, the Packers-Lions game, Aaron Jones didn't play in the game. A.J. Dillon did.
Yep.
And then when Aaron Rodgers comes out and Jordan Love goes in and like Devontae Adams is out and it's like Juwan Winfrey and Patrick Taylor, A.J. Dillon stayed in and played when Jordan Love was the quarterback. Now, I don't know if that like definitely means that like that Jones is going to play over Dillon in the postseason. I think it gives you at least like an indicator that like the Packers coaching staff thinks that Jones is more valuable than Dillon.
Yeah.
I think
my first thought here was one of the Packers guys. That was my first thought here. One of
and
the
it
Packers
has to be Jones.
Backs.
In my opinion,
well, I was
going to
ask you.
Aaron Jones.
That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah, because this is. I mean, you're the prop king, and you are much more locked into like timeshares and splits and all this stuff than I am. So that was kind of what I was going to ask you. Is the two Packers guys kind of look the most interesting? They're very, very likely. I mean, like the weather and the fact that they're going to be playing with a lead probably in a lot of their games matters, obviously, because like, even if you like Mixon. Like they might only be playing with a lead in game one, and then you're basically out of luck at that point. Whereas passing yards, like you have the ability to, even in the game that your team loses, if you're behind a lot, you can accumulate a lot of statistics. Running back seems like it's like a front runner bet, honestly. It's like the team that's going to play the best this postseason. That's like almost what you're betting on, right? Because obviously like winning in the second half dictates more carries and dictates more rushing yards as a result of more usage. So you're almost betting like who's going to be winning the most in all of their games. That's like basically what you're trying to bet on.
If you had to make the case for someone other than Fournette, it would be Aaron Jones,
man.
One of the Packers guys.
Yeah, well, they're going to be heavy favorites in the first game that they play. They're going to be monster favorites. The second game, they're going to be favored. And in the Super Bowl, they could be favored depending on opponent. That seems to augur pretty well for like playing with the lead.
I have one other that I think might be interesting when you're done.
Well, you gave me a timeshare to like everybody. You mentioned that Edwards-Helaire is not playing and that Daryl Williams is like the new guy, but they use Gore a lot too, right? Like they split up carries a little bit. So it's not like Daryl Williams is Like, is Darrell Williams a good bet? I guess that would be my question.
No, because when okay, so let's create a hypothetical, right? Say Darrell Williams is awesome on Sunday night. Like, he goes for over 100 yards. He's great in the game. Like, if you're the Chiefs, why wouldn't he be the number one running back the next week in the postseason where it's win or go home?
Right. No, yeah, that's a fair point. So is it somebody not on this list? So you want to make a case for it? Somebody on the list?
No, it's someone on the list.
Oh, okay. Well, who do you want to make a case for? Honestly,
so I actually think you're a great person to ask this question to, because this is the team that you grew up rooting for.
So, okay. You think Damian Harris can lead the...
So, and Ramondre Stevenson is good. We talked about him for people that remember in the preseason. Like, we were all over Ramondre Stevenson. Brandon Bolden's the pass catching, like, running back, right?
Yep.
Let's say the Patriots win on Saturday night and Damian Harris, which I think is going to happen. I think Damian Harris is, like, the guy in the game. Like, I think Bolden gets used, obviously, in the passing game. I would be stunned if this is like a 50-50, 60-40 split with Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson.
Played well in the second meeting. Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome. He was incredible down the stretch, even with a hamstring injury. I think that they're going to use Harris like they used Sony Michel in their last Super Bowl run when they beat the Rams. So I think if you think the Patriots are going to make a deep run into the – and if they beat the Bills, then they're probably going to go to Tennessee – they're going to be favored in the game. I think Damian Harris is a little interesting at 17-1.
Two counter arguments to that. So I agree with you. I think a couple of these guys are really interesting. So one would be, okay, if the idea is I want to bet Damian Harris because I think the Patriots could play in four games. Like, they could go win, 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 and then just play in the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter if they win or not. They could play in the Super Bowl to accumulate more statistics for Harris. Because of what they're going to be in those games, like, if you parlay three, do you get close to 17? Like, dog this weekend, dog in the championship game for sure. Like, if you parlay those three games, you probably get close, and then you don't have to rely on the fact that they do it with him leading the league in rushing in the postseason. Like, you get close enough, you might just want to rolling parlay the Patriots if it's the four games. Just so that's why in this situation, it's like one of the Packers might be interesting. Like, Aaron Jones might be interesting because, like, you're rolling money line the Packers, you get like even money. You get nothing for rolling money line parlaying the Packers. So it's like, here's a way to bet them going far without betting them going far. Basically, it's like a substitute bet almost. Fournette's a little tricky because, like, the Bucks are a massive, you get nothing almost from using the Bucks on a money line parlay this weekend. But the next two games you will, and it's only 550. So that it's 550 is more than you would get to play in the fourth game, but not by like a ton. You know, not by like, I think what are the Bucks to win the NFC right now? I think the Packers are like 150 and the Bucks are 3 or like 275 maybe. The Cowboys are right behind them. So
the Bucks are 350.
Yeah. So I mean, like, 550 versus 350, like, it's not a massive difference, but, you know, like, you're gonna have to play in at least three games. So it's a way of thinking about this. Is it better to bet this or is it better to bet in this situation? Like, I think you might be honest with the Packers, honestly. Like, here's a way to bet the Packers to be as dominant as the market thinks they are without betting that. It's another way to bet the same outcome almost.
And I just want to be clear, like, Derrick Henry's awesome. The Titans might go to the Super Bowl. Just like, I don't think you can bet that. Like, just too much uncertainty to bet Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And it's only 6, by the way. If you bet the right Packers running back, you get double.
Hour one done. Hour two for you. Coming up on the other side, Evan Silva's going to join us, but we kick it off with Brad Evans winning prop bets for Super Wild Card Weekend.
Dory.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
You know, Brad was singing Bad Romance, and like, it takes me back to a time in my life when I was like going out all the time and like, drinking probably too much in like my mid-20s in Manhattan. You know, are you familiar with the Doja Cat song, Need to Know? I've heard it a couple times recently on the radio.
I'm sure I am, because I feel like I am, but I couldn't
like,
say
baby, whoa, 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 baby, need to know, whoa. It's like very pop. She's very popular.
That's she's got a song with The Weeknd, right? That's really good?
Yes.
What's that one? That's
You Can Help It, I Want You.
Yeah, that one. That one's really good. I like that song.
It's a good song, man.
Gonna give you some bets. For games this weekend.
That's the type of song that I hear and I'm like, wow. Wow. I'd like to be 25 again.
Right. But that Lady Gaga brings you back to that time in your life. Out at bars.
Well, like, some of these songs, like Touch, like, like hit like that primal note with me.
Of course.
Where I become like 25-year-old, just like supercharged, ready to go.
Like younger than that even too, right? Because I have a memory of like two of my friends after college moved to Hoboken and in New Jersey. And I would go visit them sometimes. And I was at like a bar that was just slammed with people and Poker Face was playing and like all these girls are singing Poker Face. And I'm like,
God.
And I'm like 23, something like that, probably.
Maybe a little older, because I feel like that's like 2009, maybe, and I was 26 in 2009. Ooh, maybe
yeah,
it was 2009.
Yeah, I was 25 in 09. Well, depending on which half of it it was, yeah. Man, yeah, that's, yeah, a lot of memories very much attached to. What was the name of that, the first album? What was it called? The Fame? Is that the name of it?
Yeah, I think it was the Fame
her
Monster.
Her with the glasses maybe. On the front, right?
That's Fame Monster, was that it?
Fame Monster, maybe. Well, Monster is like one of her things, right? That's like her fans or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So she went to like Fordham. She's a Fordham alum.
Really? Well, because yeah. There's that video. There's that video of her like at NYU and like the recital that like made the rounds a long, long, long time ago where it's like, hey, here's her, not Lady Gaga, just like her actual, like just her at like a piano. It's really
what's
weird.
Her actual first name? Like if I gave you
it's like an Italian name, right? Isn't it like an Italian?
It was
like,
Joanna.
Oh, is it really?
No, I don't
I
think
said,
so.
Like Gabriella or something.
Joanne. Oh no, Scott! What is Joanne? What is that? Oh,
what? What is that?
Okay, I saw Joanne. I'm like, maybe that's the answer. I thought it was Joanna.
So what's
Stephanie with an F?
Oh, but F A N I. See, I thought it had like an Italian kind of thing going on.
Let's play a love game and a love game. We should do a remix of Same Game Parlay instead of Love Game.
let's play a same game.
Same Game Parlay. Same Game Parlay. This bet is sick.
I want to take touchdowns parlayed with kicks.
Let's play a same game.
Don't think too much. Take that mouse and click.
that's a man. All right. What's like the one song that you hear and it's like I want to be young and wasted somewhere. Like, ooh, like irresponsibly drunk. Which we are not recommending anyone does. And like, people
no,
don't know
who
that,
would ever recommend
like,
it? Yeah.
Well, I mean, like in all seriousness, like I don't really think you drink and like I am like, I like never drink anymore now.
Yeah, I'll have like a drink or two at night after the show, basically like tonight. That's it. But I'm not going anywhere.
I have like a vodka drink at dinner sleeping. Sometimes too. And that's it. When I go out to dinner. Otherwise, no.
Yeah, I'll have like a Jack and Coke or like a mule or something like pretty straightforward.
What's like the one song you hear and you're like, I would like to be irresponsibly drunk like in like Las Vegas.
Well, I mean, it wasn't in our era. It was before, like, a song that came out during that time or a song that would just be on when I would be.
Whatever the song that you hear and you're like,
so I thought of a song immediately.
Time in your life. Yes.
Yeah. When Hypnotize would come on in a club, that was always like a,
okay, that's a good
always,
one.
That was always like, yeah, just a classic timeless little club banger there.
I think I have to go with Yeah by Usher.
That's like reminds me of spring break in college. That's what that song reminds
me of. That is the exact memory for me as well. My sophomore year spring break, maybe?
Yeah, because it was, and Chappelle's show had done the Charlie Murphy True Hollywood Stories with the Little John and everything. So there's like that and Yeah came out at the same time.
Any of those Gaga songs are up there too.
Bill Maas writing anything Akon.
That's a good one. Yes. Like smack that.
Oh man.
Watch back and watch this smack that up on the floor. Also, Jay-Z, Give It to Me.
Okay. That's pretty good.
I'm a hustler, baby.
What about also, what was the name of that guy?
Poison is another like old classic one.
Oh, that's good. I was trying to think of songs that came out in that era. Oh, you know who had songs that came out in that era and has been like completely forgotten about? Tayo Cruz. Remember those
Dynamite.
Songs?
Dynamite. Yeah, Dynamite. Had,
yeah. Now they play them at like weddings and stuff. That used to be.
And we going to go all night.
Yeah.
It's like, we going to light it up like yeah. Dynamite.
I throw my hands up in the air sometimes. Say it, ayo.
That's Dynamite though, right? That's that song.
Yeah, that's the opening. Like, I want to celebrate it. Now it's like a wedding song, basically.
Oh,
I think I've been
also,
at three straight weddings where it plays.
Neo is also a good one. The Neo song, hey, it's now or never.
Oh, yeah.
I always had like a funny like shtick with my friends being like, no, when you hear the song, like this is the juncture of your life where the next decision you make decides everything.
Let's go.
It's beep, now beep, or never. Beep, 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 beep. Like, no, you don't understand. Like, it's now or never. Like,
is,
you have to
is Pitbull one. Featured in that song? Mike Brown put Pitbull in the chat. Does he have a verse in that song? Where's the one where he's like, my life is a movie and you're just TiVo? Like that thing. Isn't that in that song?
That's that song, yes.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
No, I think that's DJ Got Me Falling in Love.
Oh, baby, yeah. Tonight, yeah, that's right.
DJ yep. Got Us Falling in Love Again. Underrated choice as I've gotten older, whenever I, because I feel like I heard in Vegas last time I went for the end, 2019, was Psycho Post Malone.
Wait, so that's, you have that as like a Vegas song?
Because we took
really?
A really, we just got like a really like messed up cab ride. And you know the part when he goes, when he's just okay, screaming unintelligible things. But right. It says, and I'm like, oh.
and you're in the back noise. Like, oh no.
And I'm like, oh. Got an answer, shopping, oh. All right. Favorite to lead the NFL playoffs in receiving yards.
Sorry, somebody that, oh, Reed Phillips in the chat, Jason Derulo, also pretty good. What was the what was the thing with him? He got beat up because somebody thought he was Usher a couple weeks ago. Did you see that story?
No, he beat someone up because they thought he was Usher, and he was like, so
okay, that's way more of a power move, never mind.
So, I mean, also,
somebody
like,
goes up to me, goes, hey Nick, love your show, be like, you son of a,
no, but I'm mad, but like, Jason Derulo's like a successful, he's not Usher,
he is definitely not Usher.
He should have been like, yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's me. It's me, right. Mr. Raymond. Good to meet you.
Mr. Raymond. Really call yourself that?
So can I tell you? And how about this? Since you call me Usher, I got a secret for you. I got a confession. It's like, I got a girl and a baby's on the way, and it's not you.
Yeah. These are my confessions.
That's another banger, man.
Mm-hmm.
Confessions Part 1 might be as good as Confessions Part 2. It doesn't get nearly the love.
I don't even know if I remember Confessions Part 1.
It was slower.
Okay.
But yeah. Everything that I've been doing is all bad. I got a chick on the side, kid in the ride, knows of a many lies. And I just want to confess.
That's pretty
going
good.
On so long, girl, I've been doing you so wrong. And I want you to know that.
Here's our receiving props.
Everything in this segment is so bad.
Sometimes the segment's just so crazy that I throw my hands up in the air.
Now I just want to listen. I want to listen to Neo Let's Go real bad. I feel
it's
like
now
he needs
or
like
never.
More
oh.
Think about that. And then the next line after that, I think, is tomorrow's good, tonight is better.
Right, which is just the ultimate. I mean, that's Vegas probably tried to copyright that. It's their wager
team. If you had to choose now or never, what do you choose?
I mean, now is a significant favorite. Like, that was.
Well, because like, if it were now or later, I feel like I might choose.
Yeah,
later.
Then we would have the discussion.
Now or never.
Now or never, it's like off the board. Everyone would bet now.
Everyone has to bet now, right?
Right. I mean, yeah, we have inside information that never means actually never.
Yeah, I mean. It's now or like the right. Stakes are really high in that song.
it's actually just it's a really heavy weight in that song. There's a lot going on. Now
it's
or never.
Now yeah. Or never. I wonder what he's talking like what he's trying to talk someone into. Huh. Wow. Makes you think. Well,
tomorrow good, tonight better. Yeah, narrow down a little bit.
I think those probably two things go hand in hand.
Right.
Yep. Cooper Kupp is the favorite to lead the NFL playoffs in receiving yards at +650.
Yep.
Davante Adams is up next. Davante. Is at as I try and find this. Scott, can you please repost that market? Because
I have it. It's 750. Oh, here it's on our
750. Right. Tyreek Hill +750. Travis Kelce +750. Stephon Diggs 11-1. Mike Evans 13-1. Jamar Chase and Debo Samuel 15-1. Gronk and his stupid USSA commercials.
USAA.
18-1.
USAA.
Yeah. I like the jingle. The commercial's really bad.
I don't even hate the company.
Don't you love me, man? God, I hate that commercial.
Oh, yeah, it's brutal. It's, like, so, like, smarmy, and he's just, like, looking at the camera. Like, he knows what he's doing, but he's still an idiot, so it's just this weird combination.
I mean, yes. He's probably just, like, me Gronk, me cash checks.
Here's bucket of money. Awesome.
He's Gronk is a big now or never tonight. Is
good. Yeah, oh, yeah. Right. It's not tomorrow's good. Tonight is better. It's like nuts. It's just tonight.
It's tonight only.
Tonight, me Gronk. Tonight only. Yeah.
DJ now or never. Falling in love again. CeeDee Lamb 20-1. AJ Brown 23-1. What are you going with here?
This is the one of the two that I have, like, or one of the three. Sorry, passing yards, rush yards, receiving yards. Where I'm just kind of like, do I like anything here? AJ Brown at the bottom, 23 is a little, so obviously you want insane high usage number one guy for a team. So that's not really Gronk. It's not really CeeDee Lamb because of the options. I mean, it's like Hill and Kelsey, you know, obviously taking reps from each other and they're both priced pretty low. And you want somebody who's going to play, you know, can they play the fourth game? Or if it's going to be three, it's got to be awesome, which is, you know, obviously why you would bet Devontae Adams. I don't know. Like, should Kupp be the favorite?
No.
That's got to be one of the worst bets.
The worst one.
That guy's playing one or two games. You get to pick which one you think it is. That's kind of it, honestly. And the second game is going to be in negative 10 degree temperatures in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I agree Higgs? With Brad Evans. Well, I agree with Brad on Gronk this weekend against the Eagles. I would say Diggs or Evans probably, right? Even though I like Gronk better than Evans this weekend. Like, if we think the Bucs are going to go to the Super Bowl, they're going to play three games. Like, Godwin ain't there. Like, it's going to be the Mike Evans show.
It's just the weather this week would make me make it. Cause it's like, which weather do you prefer? 0 degrees or 25 mile per hour wind? 0 degrees, like, I guess, for catching passes.
0 degrees is a huge favorite, I think.
Josh Allen throwing giant ice balls at everybody. I guess, like, something. Diggs 11, Evans 13. Yeah, it's probably one of those two. You almost wish you could bet, like, total yards, because you would just bet Debo just, like, for fun at any number, because you just don't know how he's going to accrue them. But
I guess Diggs would be my choice.
Diggs or Evans? Man, that's really tough.
This market sucks.
It's not great. And then you get Diggs against Kansas City, Evans against Dallas in the next round. Whew, man. It feels pretty close between the two of them.
We've got good choices. Just look to the YouTube chat for songs in that vein. Our pal Greg Radke says Bottoms Up by Trey Songz, which is a great choice and features an awesome verse from Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, yes, agreed.
Good song. Michael Koronos, my fellow Greek brother. Okay. Temperature by Sean Paul, which I think I've said on the show.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of them in my head. Which one's Temperature? Is that like, well, woman, the way you
shine? That's
every song.
Shot, baby girl, hunt on the waiting toggle.
Keeping you warm. I got the
temperature to continue from the storm.
Which one's better, that one or was it Get Busy? Is that his first one?
The best song, Sean Paul song, is the one with Rihanna.
Which one is that?
Wanna know, boy, then I could be your daddy. Let it off tonight. Okay. I don't know. Sean the Paul.
It's funny. They're all the same. Isn't it amazing how that happens?
Him saying Sean the Paul for 3 minutes. Sean and it's like number one hit worldwide.
Just insert that into various like rock classics. It's like, I'm as free as a bird now.
Sean the Paul.
Well, I'm on the way.
She's climbing the stairway to Sean the Paul.
Well, woman, the way they die.
The answer, my friend, is Sean the Paul.
Is blowing in the wind. Shake that thick biscuit.
Come on, Sammy, you shake that booty nonstop and the pink girl just get grateful.
We didn't really accomplish a whole lot in this segment, or did we?
Hold me closer, tiny dancer. Shake that thing. Shake that thing. Evan Silva joins us next. Sexy lady gone ball with us.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.